Hello everyone, this is Roger Pipe from RogReviews.com. You're listening to the Rog Reviews podcast. This is part 6 of our 2013 AVN nominations. I realize if you're listening to all these in a row, it's getting a little long, but this just kind of shows you how big the list is. I've begun completing my ballots for those categories where I've seen all the nominees. It's a huge job, obviously. And again, you know, you can go back to part one to hear the overview of what we're doing here. This is a continuation. We're covering the 2013 AVN Award nominations. We're going to go over the categories, any interesting stories I have that may come up, or some, you know, some facts about the voting that you may not know. The big one that we've learned this year is that we rank everything on a point scale, actually, on a ballot. You go over these, and you have to actually slot them one through whatever. I just pulled up one of the ballot things. 15 nominees, for example, in the Best Actress category, we had to rank them 1 through 15. So it does take a while. It's something that I really care about, so forgive me if these things get a little long. So far, the feedback's been positive. Let's start with that. We had another comment from Houston Don, our critic over at XCritic, which I cite I really like. I've known Don for a long time. We've had many spirited and mostly positive conversations over the years about porn, something we really like. About the last podcast, which was primarily about the ethnic lines, Don pointed out that he likes a lot of this and thinks that maybe there should be more categories. We talked a little bit about it because they had taken the... usually the best ethnic stuff is divided into three categories, best ethnic black, Latin, and Asian, and we get a best individual release in each category and a best series in each category. This year they took the best series and combined them all, and I wondered if that was a good thing. Don thinks there should be more, but he does realize the limits of human endurance for something like that because we have so much to do already. Like me, the foot area, you know, how do we judge things? That was another topic last time. How do we judge fetishes that we don't particularly care about? I'm not a big foot guy. How do I rank the foot movies? You know, Don says he looks for things like how the tease is introduced and how much fun the performers are having when they're doing it. So, good one. Some of his other comments are there. You can read them. I won't go over all of them, but, Don's girlfriend enjoys some of the strap-on stuff, so he's got some comments there. Thank you for the comments. Keep them coming. There is a feedback button at the bottom of this page that you're listening to the podcast on. Please use it. Go ahead and click on it. Or you can also drop me an email, rog@rogreviews.com. Really busy right now, so if you do happen to do feedback in the email, please, regarding podcast or regarding nominations or something like that. Also want to remind everyone that right now the Rog Reviews Fan Favorites is going on. You've got a couple days, as of right now, to register for the first round, but this will be going on for at least 2 more weeks into January, so if you're listening to this, please go to fanfaves.com/rogreviews.com and register to vote and vote for your favorites. Let's continue, shall we? We left off with Best Gonzo Release. You can go to avnawards.com. And find the nominees. We begin with Best Group Sex Scene. I'm not going to go over all these because the name list would be too long. But Asa Akira Insatiable 3, Asa Eric, Ramon Nomar, and Mick Blue. Great scene. The final scene of that movie in the bathroom. Very, very hot. Like that one a lot. Chanel Preston's Gangbang and No Limits was really good. Gangbanged 3 and 4 for Elegant Angel, both nominated. Cagney Lynn Carter for 3, Holly Michaels for 4. By the way, if you have not seen Holly Michaels, wow. Wow, wow, wow. Joanna Angel, Filthy Whore, with Joanna, James Dean, Wolf Hudson, Mark Wood, Mr. Pete, Mick Blue, John Strong, Dane Cross, and Chad Alva. Joanna Angel's really hot. Christina Rose Unfiltered, a movie I just watched yesterday. Great group scene there. Nurses 2 from Digital Playground, Jesse Jane, Riley Steele, Caden Cross, Selena Rose, and Manuel Ferrara. Lucky Manuel Ferrara. Group scene... for The Office, the official Office Hangover parody, Mika Tan, Skin Diamond, Brooklyn Lee, Misty Stone, James Dean, Dane Cross, and Alex Gons. Really sexy scene. Also Star Wars, Gia DeMarco, Rihanna Rimes, Danny Wilde, and Derek Pierce. Voracious, still have to watch that this weekend. And Wasteland, Lily Carter, Lily LeBeau, and a whole bunch of guys. Really tough one. This is a tough category. These are some great scenes. The Asa Akira scene was fantastic. The Chanel Preston and Holly Michaels gangbangs were great. The Joanna Angel gangbang was awesome. The Christina Rose scene was great. The Nurses 2 scene was great. This is a really strong category, and whoever wins should be really proud, because this is just an excellent, excellent category if you like group scenes. Best internal release. Internal cum shots, cream pies, blah, blah, blah. Not my favorite genre, but there's some good stuff here, including Kelly Madison's Teen Fidelity Deep Cream Pies, one of my favorite titles from White Ghetto, No Pill, No Condom, No Problem, number 4. Interracial Internal from Jules Jordan, Drippers from Juicy, haven't seen that one yet, another great title. Anal Russian Teens Love Cream Pies from Private, did see that one, really good. There's a lot of good ones here. Devil's Films and White Ghetto do a lot of these. The Gangland Cream Pies, 24. Internal Injection, 7. Internal Combustion, 17 from Zero Tolerance. I saw that one. I really liked. So if you like those, that's good. Best Interracial Release. Allie Hayes has been blackmailed. That's on my list of things to watch this weekend. What else is on here that I really liked? The Brother Load 3 from Jules Jordan was very good. Mandingo Massacre 2 from Jules Jordan was good. I think he did 3 of those this year. Prince the Penetrator from Smash Pictures is a really strong contender for the title. Really good movie. Prince is a great performer. Also, School of Black Cock from Burning Angel. Fun interracial school related. Up That White Ass 3, Elegant Angel, another good one. And We Vow to Bang Black Biatches from Kelly Madison Juicy. That, of course, is Kelly and her husband doing black women. So, obviously, when we look here at interracial, generally speaking, in porn, that means black on white, and usually that means black guys doing white girls. But there's a couple movies here. Obviously, that's the theme for Allie Hayes' Blackmailed. Black Anal Beauties from Mike Adriano, that's black women. Bomb-ass White Booty 17, West Coast, that's black on white. Brother Load is primarily black on white. Daddy Knows Best from Shawn Michaels, black on white. Interracial Encounters from Adam and Eve, which I didn't think was a great movie, but it has interracial of all flavors. So that's on there. Juicy Fat White Ass is obviously white girls. Mandingo Massacre is white girls. So is Prince. Round and Brown is black girls. So there are a couple of white on black interracial movies, which I like. I think at some point they might actually separate these out. I hope they don't. Or maybe I do. Maybe it's time that we do award movies that are all black women with non-black performers. Because, hey, you know, I'm a white guy. I like black girls. And I like that kind of porn when it's shot well. When it's shot poorly and crappy, obviously it's not good. But these are good movies. Interracial Encounters was a really well-shot movie. It was a little soft for me, but it was very good. So, excellent. Again, an excellent category. Best Interracial Series, Black Kong Dong from White Ghetto, Diesel Dongs from Bang Productions, Gang Bang Her Little White Thing from Dog Fart, Gangland from Devil's Films, I Was Tight Yesterday from Lethal Hardcore, Mandingo Massacre from Jules Jordan, My New Black Stepdaddy from Devil's Films, Round and Brown from Reality Kings, Thrilla in Vanilla from Blacks on Blondes, and White Chicks Getting Blackballed from North Pole. Probably the best series in here is Mandingo Massacre. Jules Jordan makes, still I think, the best gonzo porn on the planet, and it's a great series. You know, but things like Gangland's been around a long time. I just reviewed Gangland 82 with Tara Lynn Fox. Really good. The Gangbang Her White Thing from Dog Fart, Blacks on Blondes is really good also. And the White Chicks Getting Blackballed series from North Pole is really good. So there we go, from Big Giant Dicks Fucking Girls to Best Makeup. Best Makeup. The Addams Family. American Werewolf in London XXX. Really good. Asian Anal Assassins from Wicked Pictures. Definitely a different kind of makeup, obviously. Buffy the Vampire Slayer XXX. I gotta say, as far as authenticity goes, the look of the cast, the look of the parody, one of the best parodies in a long time, and the makeup was a big part of that. So, big one there. Cat House 45, Dark Knight XXX, excellent. The 4, we've talked about the 4 a lot. It's just so good visually that, sure, why not? I mean, it's... I can't say that I noticed the makeup, but wow. Excellent, excellent overall. Fuckability 2 from Burning Angel and Fuckenstein from Burning Angel. Both the Frankenstein makeup and the Frankenstein parody scene was really excellent. Inglourious Bitches, Men in Black, a hardcore parody from Wicked. Rubber Bordello from Snake Oil and Bonview. You should definitely check that one out. It, really cool. Spartacus. They did a good job of making them look dirty and, you know, ancient. Star Wars, excellent makeup there. This ain't Avatar. That's the one thing about the Avatar movies. I do not like them. Make no bones about them. I don't find them interesting or sexy. But the makeup's good. So, good category. Some people working really, really hard in this category. I gotta say, just off the top of my head, The American Werewolf in London was fantastic. With some very, very difficult makeup. And Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Because they... excellent. Now, here's one of my favorite categories to mock a little bit. Favorite male newcomer. Who cares? I say that tongue-in-cheek. Obviously, we care. I'm going to vote. But generally speaking, male performers are often props in these movies. And until you've done a few hundred movies, you're sort of a background fodder. Tyler Nixon, Logan Pierce, Romeo Price, and Brad Tyler. Congratulations, gentlemen, for being nominated. I would venture to guess most fans listening don't know who you are yet. They will. So, you know, yes, congratulations, but you can see there's four. We had more Best 3D release nominees than Best Male Newcomers, because it's hard. And, okay, I'm probably going to get in trouble for it. It was a joke. Okay, it was a joke. But the fact is, new guys don't get much of a chance. You're sort of blowbang fodder for a while until you can prove yourself. So a lot of these guys are going to, by the time anybody notices them, they're not new anymore. They've been around for a long time. So do look for those names. Congratulations. I don't mean to make a joke, but you know, a lot of you, hopefully you'll give me some feedback and say you're right. You know, we don't care. In the most respectful possible way, because these guys do work hard and they deserve their nomination. Moving on down the line. Best MILF Cougar Release. This one has... this genre has really exploded recently. It's a good thing, I think. The way older women, and by older women, still considerably younger than me, is a MILF in porn. But the way more mature performers are shot has changed greatly for the better. I'm not going to go over all these. From this list... Super Anal Cougars 2 from West Coast was really excellent. MILF Psychic Big Ten from Brazzers was very good. Mandingo Hide Your Wives from Jules Jordan was a very sexy movie. Dirty Rotten Motherfuckers 5 from Jules Jordan Video, also excellent. That might be my favorite one there. It's a Mommy Thing 6 from Elegant Angel is also very good. Now, I will do a little more in-depth on Best MILF Cougars series, because as we mentioned before, I think when it's release in series, if I were producing, I think the series... award would be the one that I sort of see as higher on the scale. That's the MVP award as opposed to the Rookie of the Year award, maybe. Because I think it shows consistency in a series for more than just one title. And the reason for that, I think, is because lots of directors can sort of luck into a great title with the right cast. But to keep it up consistently takes a little more skill and proven ability. Big Titty MILFs from Devil's Films, Cougar Tales from Pink Visual, MILF Hunter from Reality Kings, that's a very popular and long-running line, MILF Soup from Bang Productions, MILFs Like It Big from Brazzers, MILFs Like It Black from Mofos and Brazzers, Mommy Blows Best from Overboard, My First Sex Teacher, Naughty America, My Friend's Hot Mom, Naughty America, and Seduced by a Cougar, Naughty America. My two favorite series here, MILF Hunter is kind of a dark horse, MILFs Like It Big and My Friend's Hot Mom. Those are the two that I think are they hire the best women and then employ the best sort of fantasy buildup, I think. Two more categories. Actually, we'll just do one. We'll do Best Music Soundtrack. And again, there's some good stuff here. Adam and Eve's Guide to Kama Sutra, Angels of Debauchery 9 from Johnny Darko. Interesting to see a Gonzo title on this list. The 4 from Ninworks, Fuckability 2 from Burning Angel, which probably has the best music you would want to listen to outside of porn. Not watching it along with porn. Just some great rockabilly. The Graduate Triple X, Paul Thomas, not Animal House from Adam and Eve. Oh My God, It's Flashdance, a Triple X parody. Rachel Starr, Dirty Little Tease from Vivid, again, a Gonzo release. Rack City Triple X from Hush Hush, that Tyga, who's performing at the Avian Awards. Revenge of the Petites from ATK. Rubber Bordello from Snake Oil. South Beach Cruisin' 6, Josh Stone. Tango to Romance, Adam and Eve. Voracious and Wasteland. Interesting, because some of this is music I'd want to listen to, like Fuckabilly. Some of it's funny, great parodies of the original, like Flashdance and Animal House. And some of it, Rubber Bordello, is ragtime. So it just kind of depends on what you like. The music for Wasteland fit the movie perfectly. Same with The Four. Those two, I think, for soundtracks to porn are excellent. Animal House, The Graduate, and Flashdance are excellent within the confines of a parody and adding to the authenticity of the release. Rubber Bordello is completely unique. Ragtime was fantastic. And then again, Fuckabilly is something you'd listen to in your car, or I would. So take your pick there. That's it for now. I'll be back tomorrow with another podcast, starting with Best New Line and Best New Production Company. Once again, I'm Roger Pipe from RogerReviews.com. This has been the Roger Reviews podcast on the 2013 AVN nominations. Please use the feedback. Let me know what you think of these, and have a wonderful day.